بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. In this chapter, chapter 23 from the explanation on the book of Tawheed, the author rahimahullah put a title for this chapter, a heading: ما جاء أن بعض هذه الأمة يعبد الأوثان. The mentioning that some people of this ummah, of this nation, will worship idols, what has been said concerning those who of this ummah who worship idols. Now the reason that the author rahimahullah brought this chapter in order to refute the evidence taken by some who say that those who say that the shirk may not occur in this ummah. This is a refutation of this. Those who said that the shirk may not occur in this ummah denied that there is a grave worship, and that the grave worship denied that it is part of shirk, and that the also worshipping the awliya is from shirk. They denied that. They said that this ummah is infallible when it comes to this. And they cited the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna ash-shaytana ayisa. They cited as a proof for them, inna ash-shaytana ayisa an ya'budahu al-musalluna fi jazirat al-arab walakin fi at-tahrishi baynahum. This hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said that the shaitan, Satan, gave up that the musallun, yani in reference to the believers, will worship him in the Arabian Peninsula, but rather he would be able to discord, show or cause discord between them. Now, so what will be the response therefore to this understanding by these people in relevance to this hadith which they cited? We discussed this before in a previous chapter as to what this hadith means. Now, we go back to this, and now this hadith is in Sahih Muslim. The answer is the fact that the Prophet ﷺ informed of the despair of shaitan and his giving up does not indicate that this may not occur, meaning that the people in Arabia will not worship him, but rather it is possible that will do so. In opposition to the anticipation of the shaitan himself. And that's because after the conquest occurred and Islam grew strong and people began entering the folds of Islam in numbers, he despaired as to some other than Allah be worshipped in this peninsula. But the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prevents except that this will take place. And we say this, it's inevitable, lest it be said that all the actions and acts done in the peninsula, that it is impossible that shirk may be committed in the peninsula. And it is known that Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah renewed the message of Tawheed in the Arabian Peninsula, and that people during that time, you know, were some on shirk and others not on shirk. So therefore this hadith informed us as to what occurred within the shaitan's self during that time. and it does not indicate that shirk may not occur. And this is the messenger. This is, you know, clear in the statement of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم when he said, لَتَرْكَبُنَّ سَنَنَ مَنْ كَانَ قَبْلَكُمْ. You will follow the path of those who before you. And he was addressing the companions, and they were in the Arabian Peninsula. And we know that from those who were before us, there were what? Those who committed shirk. So this will occur. Back now to the title. In this title, the author, rahimahullah, said, ما جاء أن بعض هذه الأمة, what has been said concerning those of this Ummah, or some of this Ummah. Not all the Ummah. He said, بعض هذه الأمة, some of this Ummah, meaning not all of the Ummah. Because there is a group of this Ummah continue to be on the truth until the day of resurrection. However, at the end of time, there will come a wind which will take the soul of every Muslim, and there remains only the most evil of people, and upon them the hour will be established, as the Prophet ﷺ said in the authentic narration. Then the author rahimahullah began citing the evidences for this title. And the first evidence he chose was from Surah An-Nisa, chapter 4, verse 51. And that's the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا نَصِيبًا مِنَ الْكِتَابِ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْجِبْتِ وَالطَّاغُوتِ. Have you not seen those who were given a portion of the scripture? They believe in jibt and taghut, and say to the disbelievers that they are better guided as regards the way than the believers. So the author mentioned several verses, and this is the first verse. In the first verse, this verse from Surah An-Nisa, the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Alam tara, have you not seen? And this is an address either to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or to everyone to whom the Prophet can be directed to. Meaning, don't you see the one who is being addressed as to those who were given a portion of the scripture? Meaning a portion of the scripture, so they were not given the entire book, the entire scripture, because they were deprived from having it all because of their sins. So they didn't have the complete knowledge as to what is in the book. They only had a portion of it. And what book is mentioned here, what the scripture means, is the Torah and the Injil. The Torah and the Injil. And an example had been set. And this is for the case of Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf. Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf, the Jew, when he came to Mecca, and the mushriks, the pagans, gathered and met him, and they said, ما تقول في هذا الرجل, what do you say concerning this man, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who belittled us, and he thought that he is better than us. So Ka'b bin al-Ashraf responded and said, أنتم خير من محمد. You are better than Muhammad. And that's why it came in this verse, at the end of this verse, ويقولون للذين كفروا هؤلاء أهدى من الذين آمنوا سبيلا. And that they say to the disbelievers that they are better guided as regards the way than the believers. So, have you not seen those who were given a portion of the scripture? An example of that is the story of Ka'b ibn al-Ashraf. What about them? They believe in Jibt and Tawut. They believe in Jibt and Tawut. And they attest to, and they don't deny them. So if the person attests to these idols, then he believes in them. And Egypt, the meaning of Egypt, it is said that it refers to magic. And it is also said that it refers to a son of the idol. And the correct is to say that it is general. That covers every idol or magic or sorcery or the like. This is Egypt. So it is comprehensive. A tagut. They believe in Egypt and tagut. And tagut, this refers to what a person exceeds his limits concerning an object of worship, ma'bud, or followed or obeyed. Ma'bud, object of worship, like al-asnam, idols. Followed, like the scholars of misguidance, ulama al-dalal, misleading scholars. Followed. Obeyed, like the umara, leaders. Obeying them in their tahrim of what Allah has made lawful, or tahleel, what Allah has made forbidden. This is considered from their worship, meaning if they, those who obey them, if these leaders make the halal and haram and consider that it's permissible and vice versa, and the people believe in that and follow them on conviction, then this is taking them as objects of worship. So, anyone who is pleased as to being taken an object of worship is also a tagut. Or it may be said that he is tagut in relevance to those who worship him, because they exceeded the limits regarding him, where they elevated him above his rank, which Allah had given him. So this worship by them to this object of worship is excessiveness, is transgressing the limit, tughyan, because they exceeded the limit. And tagut is taken from tughyan, exceeding the limit. So everything which the person exceeds the limit regarding it, then is considered as tagut. Now, what's the relevance of this verse? What's the relevance of this verse to the heading of this chapter? This cannot be cleared except with the hadith, except by the hadith, which will come later, in which the author also cited that you will follow the path of those who were before you. So, if those who were before us, who were given a portion of the scripture, they believed in Jibt and Ta'ud, and that since from this ummah there will be those who will follow and trail the path of those before us, this necessitates that from this ummah there will be those who will worship the Egypt and Tagut, and therefore in this case the verse will be in complete agreement with the title of the chapter. You see the linkage? And in this verse there are benefits. Now, this verse, there are benefits in this verse. First, it is astonishing and amazing that man be given a portion of the scripture, then believes in the Jibt and Ta'ud. This is one benefit. And from this also we learn another benefit, that knowledge may not protect the individual from sin. Knowledge may not protect the individual from sinning. Because those who were given the scripture, believed in Jibt and Tagut. They believed in Kufr. And the one who believed in Kufr will believe in that which is lesser than Kufr. And this is sin. Is that clear? The third benefit, that it is obligatory to deny and reject the Jibt and Tagut, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the belief in them in a blameworthy manner in this verse. So therefore we must not attest to the Jibt and Tagut. The next and final benefit from this is that if there existed amongst the children of Israel those who believed in Jibt and Tagut, then there will exist in this ummah also those who will believe in the Jibt and Tagut. This is deducted from the verse and from the hadith. This verse and the hadith that you will follow the path of those who were before you. Is that also clear? Now we go to the second evidence. The second evidence which the author cited. He, rahimahullah, cited the following verse from Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 60. Chapter 5, verse 60. قال الله تعالى قل هل أنبئكم بشر من ذلك مثوبة عند الله من لعنه الله وغضب عليه وجعل منهم القردة والخنازير وعبد الطاغوت. Say, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, to the people of the scripture, shall I inform you of something worse than that? Worse than that, regarding the recompense from Allah, those Jews who incurred the curse of Allah and His wrath, those of whom some He transformed into monkeys and swines, those who worship a ta'ut, such are worse in rank on the day of resurrection, and far more astray from the right path in the life of this world. So, shall I inform you? This is an address to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in refutation to those Jews who took Islam for mockery and play. Shall I inform you of something worse than that? And this exclamation is an exclamation of establishment concerning this information that I will relate to you. Shall I inform you of something worse than that? What is that? This is an indication as to what the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions were upon. Why? Because the Jews claimed that they were on the truth. And they were better and that they were better than the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, and that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions were not on the truth, rather on falsehood. So Allah said here in this establishment of the information, قُلْ هَلْ أُنَبِّئُكُمْ, shall I inform you of something worse than that? مَثُوبَةً عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, regarding the recompense from Allah. عند الله, with Allah, or from Allah, meaning in His knowledge, with His, not in His knowledge, and His reward and punishment. Okay, what is the information? Those Jews, من لعنه الله, who incurred the curse of Allah and His wrath. And the curse is casting away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَغَضِبَ عَلَيْهِ, incurred the curse of Allah and His wrath. And wrath is one of Allah's real attributes, which necessitates avenging from those whom Allah's wrath befalls them. And as we learned before, it is incorrect to distort the meaning to avenging. And we discussed this previously. and the general foundation with Ahl Sunnah, is that the verses concerning the Sifat and their and the Ahadith are taken on their obviously understood meaning that fits the majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it is not to resemble the kind of attributes of the created. And so it is not to be distorted such that it is denied for Allah, nor we become excessive in their affirmness to the degree of resemblance to the created. No. This is the, concerning His wrath. The wrath being an attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. طيب. Those Jews who incurred the curse of Allah and His wrath, those of whom some He transformed into monkeys and swines. Monkeys, plural of monkey, a known animal, closest to man in resemblance. And al-khanazir, swines, plural of khinzir, of swine. This wicked animal, and which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it as filthy. And the pointing here is to the Jews, that they were cursed, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:78. لُعِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَلَى لِسَانِ دَاوُودَ وَعِيسَ بْنِ مَرْيَمَ. Those among the children of Israel who disbelieved were cursed. Cursed by the tongue of Dawood, David, and Isa, Jesus, son of Mary. And that Allah transformed them into monkeys, when He said in Surah Al-Baqarah 2:65, He transformed those who disbelieved amongst the children of Israel into monkeys. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. We said to them, be you monkeys, despised and rejected. And this verse, and indeed you knew those amongst you who transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath, the Saturday. And we will learn about it shortly. We said to them, be you monkeys, despised and rejected. And then also, وَعَبَدَ الطَّاغُوتِ. Those who worship طاغوت, false deities. The benefits of this verse, which the author, rahimahullah, cited, first is making the opponent a test and then establish proof on him in a way that he cannot deny. The Jews knew that amongst them there were those who incurred the wrath of Allah upon them and the curse of Allah upon them, and transformed them into monkeys and swines. So if they attested to that while they are mocking at the Muslims, so we say to them, where is this mocking? Where does it fit? Does it fit the ones upon whom the wrath and the curse of Allah was incurred, or those who submitted to Allah? So the answer is, those upon whom the punishment fell deserve to be mocked at. Second benefit, people differ in terms of their rank with Allah Azza wa Jal. And this is because of Allah saying, بِشَرٍ مِّن ذَلِكَ. If you go to the verse, بِشَرٍ مِّن ذَلِكَ, who incurred the curse of Allah and His wrath, shall I inform you of something worse? Worse. So this indicates people differ in terms of their rank. And there is no doubt that the people differ in terms of the increase of faith and its diminishing, and what that entails from recompense. The third, the miserable state of the Jews who received the punishment of Allah from the cursing and the wrath and the wrath and the transformation and worshipping the false deities. Fourth benefit, affirming the actions of Allah which are linked to His will, and that Allah does what He wills in accordance with His wisdom. Because He said, لَعَنَهُ اللَّهِ. This la'an, this cursing, is an attribute of action linked to Allah's wisdom. The next benefit is affirming the ghadab, the wrath, as an attribute to Allah. Sixth benefit is affirming the ability, because Allah said, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. And He transformed those who disbelieved from them into monkeys and swines. This affirms the ability to Allah. Now, what is intended by this monkeys, by the monkeys and the pigs? Is what is intended the monkeys and the pigs that exist now? The answer is no. Based upon what came in Sahih Muslim from the Prophet ﷺ, when a person said to him, O Allah's Messenger, what about those apes and swine which suffered transformations? And thereupon the Prophet ﷺ said in response, verily Allah, the Exalted and Glorious, did not destroy a people or did not torment a people and let their race grow. Listen to this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not destroy a people or did not torment a people and let their race grow. Apes and swine had been even before that, meaning when the deniers of the truth were tormented and suffered transformation. So apes and swine had been even before that. You understand? So accordingly, the existing monkeys and what's left from those who were transformed from the children of Israel, the Jews. Seventh, that punishment is in accordance with the kind of action. Because those who were transformed into apes, and you know the ape is the closest in resemblance to man. You see that? They did what on the appearance sounded allowable, while in reality it was haram. How? That is because Allah tested them and forbade them to fish, cast their tents, nests on Saturday, you know, as a test from Allah. What happened? On Saturday, the sea would be filled with fish and it will appear close to the surface. And on other than Saturday, it will disappear. Nothing would come. So after some time passed, they made these nests and they installed them on the Jum'ah, you know, and they said they left it so that the fish will trap in them on Saturday, and when Sunday comes they will take the harvest. This is hila. This is a trick, right? On the apparent, it sounded what? Allowable, right? permissible. But in reality, it is falling in sin. And that's why Allah transformed them into an animal that resembles man, but not man. You see the point? Into an animal that resembles man, but not man. Their trick sounded permissible, but not permissible. And that's why Allah said, كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ, as we learned in Surah Al-Baqarah 265. كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. And this, be you monkeys despised and rejected, and this indicates that recompense is what? Of the like of actions. And this is explicitly also is in the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Ankabut 29:40, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from this. 29:40, فَكُلًّا أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ. So we punished each of them for his sins. For his sins. Now, the next benefit, that those Jews ended up worshipping a taghut. And there is no doubt that they continue to worship taghut until our times. Why? Because they worship shaitan and obey him, and they disobeyed Allah and they disobeyed the messenger. Now, let's go back to the verse now, 4 from Surah An-Nisa, this verse which the author, rahimahullah, cited. Now, don't you see those? No, this not this one. The one from Surah Al-Ma'idah, Surah. Sorry. 560. Sorry. Now, Jazakallah khair. 560. Shall I inform you of something much worse than this, as judged by the treatment of... Now, okay, those who incurred, this is the point of evidence, those who incurred the curse of Allah and His wrath, those of whom some He transformed into pigs, okay, or to apes. And look, Allah did not say those who incurred the curse of Allah and His wrath and transformed into pigs. He didn't say that. He said, minhum. Why? In the beginning, those who incurred the curse of Allah and His wrath, this is general, applicable to them all. But the punishment, and those of whom some, you see that? The punishment of transformation into apes and swines was particular to some. It was not overall comprising all the children of Israel. Is that clear? Because some people, and even some Muslims, nowadays they say that all the Jews were transformed into pigs and swine. This is not true. Clear from the verse. Now, we'll stop here, inshallah ta'ala, and we'll continue the rest of this chapter, inshallah. And before we do anything, I would like to mention that I will continue the Umdat al-Ahkam. I will do fiqh, inshallah, as well during these days until the 8th month, which in about 2 weeks we'll begin classes on fasting, inshallah. But we will continue now in the Umdat al-Ahkam, so that we finish the first part of the book, and then before we move to the second part.